Hey, bonehead people. This is our live show for Lexington Comic Con 2024. If you weren't there, try to make an effort and get there next year. We always hand out bourbon. We have a really good time. The people who show up, the live audience recordings are fun. We never get to do video. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm sorry. It's just audio. We just don't have someone to produce it to run the video while we're recording. James couldn't make it, but Chad did a fantastic job with the presentation. It's an interesting topic you'll find out about in a second. I want to take a second and thank Wesley Gift and Bryce O'Quay. Really good friends of ours, good friends of the show. They have a comic book called Hard Justice. Check it out. Check out all their other work as well. We appreciate them. They're going to come back probably next year. That's going to be our guest just because instead of getting a guest, we like hanging out with our friends. We just do. Listen to it. And next year for Lexington Comic Con, come to the live show. You'll have a good time. I promise. All right. Welcome to Bonehead Weekly Live, please. Let's take a swig.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you all so much. So last year and the few years, we have done celebrity guests and whatnot, but last year we had Wes and Bryce, Wesley Gift and Bryce O'Quay, wonderful writers. And check out their comic. What's it called, guys?
Hard justice.
My kid walked up to your all's table, and Ken was there, and I was like, where's Bryce? He's like, he's on Bryce time. And he's like, we have that comic. Yes, you do.
That's right.
So check out Hard Justice. You guys are on the third floor, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be here all weekend?
All weekend.
And you'll sell them some shit?
That's right.
Yep. Okay.
All
right.
And they're right next to Al Snow.
Take all the stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Buy it,
and we'll give you some free stuff to go with it.
Yes.
Holy shit, I should have took a second with that. All right, that was really, that cleared me right up. So, we are going to get started, and Chad is going to tell us what our topic is this year. Now, who's done this before? I think most of the crowd does this most of the year. We appreciate it. We try to think of something crazy as fuck every year to do.
Well, before we get started on the topic, we do have to, because it happened at the start of Comic-Con, we do have to say RIP to Akira Toriyama, who is the creator of Dragon Ball. He passed away yesterday.
Where's your hat? Right? Yeah.
Show him respect.
Yeah. Oh, so he's just now starting. Yeah. Dude, when'd you go bald?
when I became friends with you.
It's my longest relationship with someone I'm not related to.
And seriously, I started losing my hair that same year.
We met in college.
I'm sure it's not have anything to do with one of the other.
It's true.
But no, so yeah, we just wanted to give a brief respect for Akira Toriyama. And also,
who is he?
Huh? Bryce is wearing the shirt.
Yeah, yeah. He created Dragon Ball.
Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball.
I didn't hear you say it. I've had one sip. It went right to my head.
For anybody, real quick, anybody that is not a Dragon Ball person, but you're at least a gamer. So he's the designer and one of the developers for Dragon Quest and Chrono Trigger. You know, so it's something he's done that you've made.
Not a clue, not a fucking clue. I knew Dragon Ball.
Before we get, so me and Bryce have an ongoing feud about Iron Fist versus Booster Gold.
Yep.
And I'm
Megan, are you paying attention? This is your jam.
What the heck? What?
Who's your favorite Dragon Ball character?
My favorite Dragon Ball character is Gohan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wesley?
What's Dragon Ball?
Mine's Krillin. I always love Krillin.
Hey, well, all right, so we aligned well this time because, you know, Gohan and Krillin were like that.
Oh, my God. All I hear is nerd geek, fuck, nerd geek.
No, so,
all right.
We'll
it takes 20 minutes for them to hit one another.
Yeah.
They scream for 5 minutes of the episode.
And then they go across. I'm pissing myself.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee beat the fuck out of people in 30 seconds.
Not according to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, because that movie's so accurate. What happened when the Manson murdered?
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's great.
So our topic for today is obscure cartoons from the 80s and 90s. So we each, Bryce, Wesley, and myself, we picked... We originally said three, but I moved it up to four because we did five last year, so I thought we could get four in this year. So we're each going to have a round. Let's go to the rules. So the rules are each round, one of us has a cartoon from the 80s or 90s, obscure. And then what's going to happen is you, the audience, will vote for who has the best one each round. And no matter who wins, as Las Vegas last year, Joe loses.
I'm an asshole. But I'm paid to do it.
So, Bryce, we're going to start off with you, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go with your first pick.
Bryce has the coolest voice. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm Bryce Oakway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Arby's roast beef sandwich.
I think my panties just dropped.
I am so moist. I do love a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, I knew moist or other words would drive somebody in here crazy.
Right. So
trigger warning. Come on over,
get close. Cowan chicken. That's the first.
Do y'all remember?
I loved Cowan chicken. Yeah. No, there's only one on this list. Each one of them doesn't know the list except for me. I know the full list. I knew all these cartoons except for one, but I love Cowan chicken.
I love Cowan chicken too, but. I mean, that was really strange.
Yeah,
that was really strange. And I don't know too many, and I actually don't know too many people that remember Cowan chicken.
Surprised me. It has a lot of very adult-oriented topics. Like, there's one where they go into this camp area with lumberjacks that are all women. And they are literally, I'm not joking.
Okay, tell me more.
No, it gets better. They are literally in their room. Eating carpet, like pieces of carpet.
And then they were practicing French kissing topless.
This was on the Cartoon Network.
And the devil's like walking around on his ass.
Yeah.
And he's just naked all the time.
This is the 90s cartoons, right? This is the early 90s before.
No, this is late 90s, early 2000s.
Is this late 90s? What?
The same. The same person that did Cowan.
You guys got to eat?
We were just watching it.
Were you eating cow and chicken?
No.
Oh, who said utterly ridiculous?
Oh.
Isn't the cow and chicken person, the creator, the same person that did Angry Beavers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Angry Beavers.
Makes sense.
So many Angry Beavers munching on carpet.
So that's Francis. Wesley, you go. Another one of my favorites.
So this is The Oblongs, and shout out to my wife, Danny Gift, for making me aware of this cartoon. But The Oblongs is a cartoon about a family. What's that?
Was she in the audience?
She is in the audience.
Which one is she?
Smoking hot redhead wreck there.
But are you doing? Do you want to? Are you into chubby red guys? Bearded guys is what I meant to say. Holy shit, this went right to my head.
Liquor's flowing quick.
So are you into chubby bearded guys? Because I'm thinking I'm going gray too. I've met his wife before.
Slowly.
So anyway, The Oblongs.
Love you.
The Oblongs is a cartoon about a family that lives in a valley that's overridden with pollution and radiation. And every character in this TV show is either deformed or disabled.
Yeah. And it's Will Ferrell and Gene Smart play the mom and dad. And it's a really bizarre cartoon.
It's bizarre. It's funny, but it's absolutely bizarre. I mean, you can see, so dad has no legs. Mom is a chain-smoking alcoholic.
And that's a wig. She constantly takes the wig off.
Yeah, it's a wig. Yeah, when she moved there, all of her hair fell out.
Yeah.
You got the conjoined twins that apparently are, one of them is supposedly gay, and the other one is a little bit bi.
Yeah.
And then you've got the son, the bald son, who has mental problems. And then the daughter has something growing out of her head. But she's the most normal one of the family.
She has no lips.
And has no lips,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought she said whips. I thought she's like, she has no whips.
Whips.
Whip.
And it's all about them, and that there's on top of the hill are the rich people who are perfectly normal, nice-looking, right?
That's right. And so the reason why the valley is so polluted is because the rich people who live in the hills just dump all their garbage down the hill into the valley, and all the poor people live in the filth.
So. I think the daughter has, like, isn't there like a giant nipple or something?
That's not what if that's what you think a nipple looks like.
I did not think it looked like a nipple. So.
I've never seen a nipple.
Okay, I'm looking at it a little
bit. Yeah.
All right.
You want me to unzip my pants and show you? Bumps and all.
That's a really small nipple.
Next.
Okay. So my first pick is... Mighty Max.
Oh,
no clue.
So
Mighty Max was fire.
It's awesome. So it's mid-90s. So there was a chain of toys called Polly Pocket for girls. It was a little pocket-sized toy. You opened it up, and there was all these nice little choke hazards in it for you to play with. So the company that released Polly Pocket wanted to release one for boys. So you had Mighty Max, and it was a like you would have a monster's face you'd open up, and then there would be a playset for Mighty Max. Well, they turned it into a cartoon, and the cartoon was scary as hell. So it's all about this kid, Max, who has a magic hat that allows him to portal to different worlds. He is guided by a walking chicken, and the warrior to the left, who is also voiced by R.I.P. Richard Mole from Night Court. And the villain is the white-faced guy there, who is voiced by Tim Curry. And every episode is them fighting some other monster, and the monsters really were scary, especially if you're a kid. And it's just an amazing cartoon, wonderfully animated. You cannot find this anywhere. So that's why I considered it obscure, because it's not streaming anywhere. You can maybe get on YouTube and find some low-quality episodes of it. I highly recommend you do. It is an amazing cartoon.
Why is it so hard to find? Is there a reason?
Distribution, I guess. Whoever owned the company.
You can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is definitely low quality, but yeah. I highly recommend this cartoon. I love this as a kid. So we're only left with low quality recordings on YouTube. So definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could watch it at about like 4 a.m. on a summer day, because my antenna at home would pick up Cincinnati channels and that's the only place that aired it locally. All right, so that's the end of round one. So we'll leave it up to you all to vote. So, cow and chicken?
Woo!
Because I like cows and chickens.
Come on, hey, do you want to get some bourbon? Come, just make yourself at home. No. Sorry, this is my dear friend. What's your name again?
Sam.
This is Sam. We've been doing panels together for years.
I'm Mike from the videos.
Yes.
What's up, Mike from the videos?
The sheriff. So who votes cow and chicken?
So we got one, two votes for cow and chicken.
Okay, next.
The oblongs. Two. Oh.
Have you seen any of these, Megan?
Yes.
Okay, just asking.
Mighty Max. Oh, y'all suck it. I'll win first.
It's 2-3.
I mean, is it that nipple thing you wanted to suck?
I only won one round last year, so this may be my
giant
round.
This just might be your year, Chad.
Yeah, no, you won last year, fucker. I'm taking you
down. All right, who's next?
All right, Bryce.
Yeah, Bump in the Night.
Amazing.
I don't know.
It was on at what, like 7 a.m. on Saturdays?
Yeah, on ABC.
And yeah, so like the green dude is some creature that lives under the bed or something. Maybe he's like a booger. I don't know. But then you've got the blue dude who's one of his best friends, and he lives in the bathroom. I think he's just like toothpaste left over in the sink. And then the doll that hangs out in the kid's room. And then they just do stuff at night. it was really, really weird.
What channel was this on?
ABC. Kind of stuff? ABC? Yeah, it came on like after the Free Willy cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fuck was there a Free Willy cartoon?
The theme song was fire. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was just a weird cartoon. I remember there was a couple of episodes where, like, you know, it's still kind of dark in the morning. You're watching it. I was like, yo, this is kind of weird. Like, it had me looking around my room. Yeah.
And Bumpy ate socks. That was his whole
thing. Yeah, he ate socks. Yeah. Sweaty socks.
He was voiced by Jim Cummings, the guy who did Winnie the Pooh and Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. Jim, if you don't know who Jim Cummings is, he's like a legend in the voiceover industry. Look him up. There's no doubt one of you out there go, oh my God, he voiced that? It's amazing.
But I think this is definitely one of those that's hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still get it on DVD. Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, it's like $9.
Word.
By the way, I should mention that we didn't mention this at the beginning. I have a massive cartoon collection. That's how big of a dork I am.
And believe it or not, he has two daughters. Yeah. He convinced an Earth woman to have sex with him.
And then let me move in my cartoon collection.
Into one little room. The rest of the house looks perfectly normal.
Yeah.
We got dude over here. Yeah, did you have something? You had your hand.
Don't forget the monster in the closet.
Oh,
all terrified of the monster.
Word.
They're all terrified of the monster in the closet. Did the monster in the closet have a name?
I do not remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't think we saw what the monster
was. I don't think so.
Legit, just the doors would just shamble and like it would growl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would all just kind of like hunker back on the
I feel like you only ever saw them.
Yeah.
Really, like maybe occasionally another toy.
How many seasons were there?
Two.
Yeah.
Which one was bumping?
The green dude.
That's his name, Bumpy.
Yeah, the green dude is the main one. Yeah.
All right. What's the next one?
What do you got?
Wes.
I've only heard of this one.
All right. This is the Beverly Hills Teens. So before you had Beverly Hills 90210, you had Beverly Hills Teens, which was basically all the adult things you would see in 90210, but teens dealt with it in the 80s in high school.
This looks like Jim.
I was going to say, yeah.
It does look like Jim.
It does,
so.
Yeah.
You don't really need to know the names. It's not important. You just have this, you know, the character tropes you'd expect from a high school show, like the jock, the beauty queen, the rocker chick, the bad girl. So, but they dealt with their problems like, you know, daddy took the yacht out, so where am I going to have my party? Or am I going to get my inheritance when so-and-so passes away? Episode five was a winner. The nerd of the story of the series can't get a date for the dance, so he builds a robot woman to take to the dance. Weird science, anybody?
Yeah. So, out of all of our picks, this is the one that made me ask this question. Did you actually watch this?
If you didn't hear him, he went, did you actually watch this? Did you watch this fucking thing?
I watched enough of it to be able to tell you guys about it.
Oh, my God.
When did you watch this shit? When did it come out?
You watched every episode.
I did not watch every episode.
It's okay. This is a safe room.
You wore a wig.
Megan's not going to tell anyone.
Not with you next to me.
You just picked a wig, brushed your hair.
I love you.
So, if you want to watch it, I can't tell you where, besides you two, where it could be at.
Hold on, Tim said something funny. What'd you say, Tim?
What character do you have a tattoo of?
It's Joe Lewis is what he's got. It's on his ass. Hey. Were you not in the last panel?
Hey, hold on. That little guy in the corner could have been a teenage Wes.
That is the nerd that built the robot woman, so.
The red
saying, the little ginger?
The little ginger? Yeah. You look like that when you...
The redhead with the afro?
Oh, shoot.
I did not have an afro.
I just been looking at his beard. I didn't know there was a ginger.
You didn't do a blowout or a perm or something?
No.
His mom walking around, what that smell?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to...
It reminds me of a childhood memory when my mom came home with a perm. And it smelled awful.
God, my mom was a frequent permer. And I was like, every time I called it.
By the way, why did half the damn lights go out, or did I have a stroke? It runs in the family.
Kind of gives
What is it?
You got some toast?
Oh, Mike lowered them. Okay, Mike can do that. He's the boss.
Are there hints of toast as bourbon?
I don't know.
All right.
Are we ready for the next one? You guys having fun so far? Come on, interact. I gave you alcohol. It's still up here. Please finish off the Jim Beam. All right.
Number two for me, The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I remember that.
Oh, Chad, you're killing it. I haven't seen this many panties drop since Vanderpump Rules an hour ago.
Well, I guess from the sound, everybody's familiar with this cartoon.
No, explain it to us.
It's based on it's loosely based on the popular movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Return of the Attack of Killer Tomatoes. Except for a slight variation, the tomatoes can talk. And they're led by the evil, I forget the scientist's name, but it's voiced by John Astin, Gomez Adams.
He's in the movie too, right?
Yeah. Well, the second one.
Just in the second one?
Just the second one.
Which one was Clooney in?
The second one.
Okay.
The first one is a bunch of nobodies, and it's the first movie. It actually, like, the first hour is, like, funny as hell and really good, but then they made another 30, 40 minutes of the movie. But then part two is actually pretty good. But no, it's all about these local people in this town who are all batshit crazy fighting these tomatoes every week. They come back and they have some diabolical plan. Like one time the scientist creates these universal monster type tomatoes. So you have your mummy tomato, you have your werewolf tomato, you have your zombie tomato. one of the protagonists is a girl who's supposed to be like really hot. But she's actually a modified tomato, and every time somebody pours pepper around her and she sneezes, she turns back into the tomato. And the only way to get her back to human form is to pour salt on her.
One salty bitch.
Now, again, it only lasted a season.
Tell me more about the tomato lady. I didn't know. You never know you have a kink until you hear it.
She looked like Christina Applegate in Married with Children.
Dude, you are not killing this for me. Now I'm ready to drop my own.
And she talked like Marilyn Monroe.
There we go. Mm.
There you go. And they had a little pet tomato that was fuzzy, and he'd go, bark, 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 bark.
Would you like to look at my fuzzy tomato? Would you like to pet my fuzzy tomato? I need to work that into a panel tomorrow. Maybe the bluey one.
Thank you for the cola, Joe.
I love the cola. Have a seat up here.
I gotta go help Jared.
Tell Jared to go fuck himself. By the way, Jared is a wonderful person and owns all this and my boss. But seriously, tell him to go fuck himself.
Already did.
Good. We told him that in text message last night. I don't think he got it.
All right.
Chad.
So, time to vote. Bump in the night.
Hey, okay.
We got two right here.
I was about to say, the one homie's riding with me.
Oh, five. Oh, six.
You're going to do bump in the night?
Yeah, it was so good.
You're right?
Trainer.
It was like Toy Story before it was Toy Story.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it was also like Monsters.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of this shit. You're nerdier than I am.
It's like Toy Story and Our Real Monsters and all that.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, so six for Bryce. Beverly Hills team. Oh, one.
One.
She has a Barbie shirt on.
Never, ever heard of that.
I think I misunderstood the rules of this game.
All right. Final pick, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I've never seen any of these things.
Wait.
But I know what Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is.
Seven.
That guy has both hands up. Count him once.
I don't count.
I don't. In defense of me,
I don't count.
That fuck stick is right.
All right, fine. I am still up on you fuckers.
Oh, how do we do a tie? Okay, I think you and Bryce should knife fight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, question is, who is not scarred by puberty love?
All right, no, here's...
I don't remember.
So, in honor...
Oh, my God, I forgot about puberty look. Yeah.
In honor of Toriyama...
...was the only way you could attack the killer tomatoes.
What's
and
the...
tragically, this time now, I'm still scarred.
So the winner is the one who can sing the song with the lyrics without...
All I remember is puberty love.
I can sing all the songs to Grease, too.
Are you a cool writer?
Cool rider. Nobody knows this about me except for maybe five or six. I'm on a good fall seasons. Is it summer winter?
All these people know that.
The winner is the person with stronger Dragon Ball character.
Fine, I'll give it to you.
I thought you said drag bar.
I get it.
That would be Chad.
All right.
God, you're fuckable.
Ready for Bryce. Go.
Go.
Boom.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Exactly.
Yeah, this isn't from the 80s or the 90s.
This is the only one I was completely...
All right, so Crayon Shin-chan is ridiculously popular in Japan, but nobody in America knew what this was until it hit Adult Swim. And it got and what they did was... they gave it a really, really shitty dub to try to make the jokes fit American pop culture at that time. So everything was weird because the specifically Japanese-based humor and all the things, in a lot of ways, it was hilarious because it just kept missing the mark. If you ever watch it with it aired on Adult Swim, you're like, yo, what is this?
The main character looks like my ass after being stung by a bee.
The main character.
What kind of description is that?
That little kid, he runs around, he moons everybody, he pulls out his ass in school, he pisses on stuff. Like, it's a really, really weird cartoon.
Just typical Japanese animation.
They frame it like a children's cartoon, but it's actually more like a South Park type of situation. And yeah, it got like maybe one or two seasons on Adult Swim, and everybody was like, what is this?
I have never heard of it.
But yeah, it was around for a very long time.
What'd you say?
Oh. It's like, can we go ahead and
What is it? Because you're into showers, beautiful showers, wonderful showers, golden showers.
If you're Japanese, you'll be like, oh yeah, Crayon Shin-chan. But everybody else is like, yo,
we're huge in Japan.
What is this? And a nice little secret too. When you watch this, get real real high that way. You won't understand it, but it'll be really extra funny.
I'm assuming it's on Max since it's on Adult Swim, so I might check it out tonight.
I don't know what it's on anymore.
FYI, not to break it, I said we're huge in Japan. I'm joking, but there are countries where we're like Dubai. What's another one we're big in?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's weird. It's in the Middle East.
Right.
Jordan? No, it's not Jordan. It's something else. I was like, why? Who the fuck Yemen? Found us there? No, it's weird. One of them is Pakistan. Yeah. I don't know. It was like in Pakistan. Oh, my God. These hicks from Kentucky are hilarious.
All right. Wesley.
All right. Bear with me here. This is Jace and the Wheeled Warriors.
Somebody said,
I hope that was to the cartoon and not my picture over there.
No, your picture is definitely hot.
Thank you. So Jace has a dad, and his dad is a biotechnologist, something like that. Anyway, his dad creates a plant in order to stop world hunger. But on the day he creates this plant and it sprouts, a solar flare happens from our sun and hits the plant with all this energy, and the plant absorbs it and becomes this huge plant psychic monster that splits into other plant psychic monsters. And then his dad goes into hiding, trying to run away from these monsters. And then his son gathers up these other teenagers, and they take cars, and the psychic plant monsters take cars, and they battle each other to try to find his dad first to save the planet.
Word.
As riveting as that is, they never resolve the plot. And it never got a finale. That's how good Jason the Wild Warriors is.
Nobody was watching it. They didn't resolve it. That's how fantastic it was.
So wait, it's Death Race 2000 with ferns? Is what you're saying?
Exactly. That is a better synopsis than what I could have just read off.
Do you all know what Death Race 2000 is? It's a movie from the 70s, and then they remade it, and they made a bunch of sequels. It's a Corman film where people in the future race to kill people. Check it out. Yes. Yeah, and then in the leader was Frankenstein, played by David Carradine, whom I met in the lobby of the Hyatt. And once again, I will tell you that story about him for a drink. Are you done?
That's basically all I have to say about Jace. Yeah,
I've never heard of that one. Have you, Chad?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Why not?
The one interesting fact about this is it was co-developed by J. Michael Straczynski.
JMS is a fantastic writer. Now, finally, someone said something I knew. Reach me the Eagle Rare.
All right. I can't remember what my third pick is, so this is going to be a surprise to me as well. Oh, Hammerman. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Can I do this really quick? So, not only do I know the lyrics to Grease 2 because my mom had a crush on Maxwell Caulfield and would watch it all the time, especially when her and dad were splitting up. But too legit to quit. Hey.
So this cartoon didn't even last a season. Sorry.
Hammer don't hurt him.
Oh, so by the way, if you look closely at this image, this is the only good image I could find. It's a cover of the lunchbox for Hammer.
Get Trump with me, bitch.
Thermos.
Well, no, the company that made it was Thermos.
Yeah, you gotta get up, dude.
But, so Hammerman, if you can't guess, is the MC Hammer cartoon that came out in the mid-90s. Hammer. So what happens is the guy...
Who's MC Hammer?
So what happens is there's this magic pair of shoes that when you put on, it turns you into a superhero. And it started in Motown with the old man there in the middle. He's kind of like a James Brown ripoff. And he is getting older. He can't do the job anymore. So he needs to put these shoes to somebody else. And he finds this man who helps kids and gives him the shoes. And he becomes Hammerman. And his and his powers are insane. He can literally shoot music notes out of his fingers. And of course, he has parachute pants that allow him to fly. And
everybody.
And the theme song. I strongly encourage you after this is done, go home, YouTube the Hammer Man theme song. It's just MC Hammer acting like he's rapping, but really he's just saying a script.
You enjoy the show?
No. Why the fuck because did you it's pick obscure. It? It only lasted about 9 episodes, and the animation's terrible. For example, it's worse than South Park because this is literally how they move. Yeah, exactly. And every episode began with MC Hammer on an animated stoop talking to kids about what not to do. And the first episode was really important. It's not to use graffiti.
Well, how the fuck am I going to not use graffiti? I've got to express myself on the side of trains.
So, yeah, Hammer Man. I had to use
Do you, okay, who's way, old enough to...
I do want to say this. What? It was almost not Hammer Man. The other obscure cartoon I almost chose was the Kid and Play cartoon that came out.
Oh, there's a Kid and Play one?
There's a Kid and Play cartoon.
Holy shit. If you remember Kid and Play, it's time to go ahead and schedule that colonoscopy. All right? Just go ahead and do that. I did mine last month. It was amazing. I had a good time.
Was this cartoon...
How many thumbs like, up?
Legit enough to quit?
Believe it or not, I've been to prison several.
What's funny is about this cartoon is you can find it on YouTube. However, I was laughing so hard trying to watch this. The only copies you can find are you can hear the vocals, but over it is somebody in Poland telling them in Polish what is happening. It is absolutely hysterical.
You can't make that shit up. No. So who remembers MC Hammer? Who remembers this cartoon? I'm just curious. Well, dude, you're 23. In fact, how did you end up in this room? Because, and no offense, our audience, unfortunately, love you all, skews a little old. So, you just walked in?
Yeah, basically. I was so concerned with what's still going on, and I was interested from seeing,
seeing four middle-aged dudes up here. I'm sorry, Bryce.
Yeah, he's 60.
Hold on, did you hear that?
I'm Bryce Oakley. God, I'm fucking hot.
I know, I gotta find where the speakers are and sit on them.
I'm such a Bryce.
Keep going, dude.
Drop an R&B album in 2025.
All this roast beef sandwich.
Called Bone to Bonehead.
By the way,
you can bone me anytime. I am so sorry, man. You are cool. I love you. What is your question?
I fuck with your shirt, too. That's really cool. What is that?
Oh, thank you. It's just a random shirt.
Yeah, that's really dope.
Rando shirt.
Rando shirt.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead and finish your thought.
I was saying, one, you're all gorgeous. I think that's understood.
You are into something you shouldn't be into.
That's the same with many other people here.
Right. And oh my God, half the panel has polyps. I have a really bad joke I'm going to keep to myself.
I'm into this. Keep going. Yeah.
Keep going. Keep telling. Tell us. Yeah. We will get drunk enough and maybe take you out. We don't know.
Wait, I wouldn't. I like.
We're
the
all
shirt.
Straight.
I like
but
the shirt you told me I'm pretty. Was you know.
Yeah. Dude, Jim Shooter told me earlier. Jim Shooter, who saved Marvel, that I was amazing, and I was like, 2 years ago, I would have been like, oh. Don't say it. It was like, tell me more. I need it. It's been a rough year. Sorry, go ahead, dude.
To answer your question?
Yes.
I actually do know a lot of these old cartoons because they still play them, like at least when I was a kid, in the weirdest times whatsoever.
What is the weirdest times and where?
I just would flip through channels. And like,
what channels are you finding? Crayon Shin-Chan.
Not Tubi. If you get on Tubi, you might.
Tubi is yeah. So Chad. I shouldn't say this phrase this way. Chad turned me on, but yeah, he did. I mean, after all these years, you can still do it and bald as fuck with those cock and balls.
All I can say is,
my Johnny is tickling. I am half in the bag, but Tubi, yeah, and then other channels. You were finding these things. That's cool.
Most of the time, get in trouble with my parents because they said, why are you watching this?
So I have
turn off the crayon.
I have this fight with my baby mama. Sometimes she's yeah, but anyway, about my 6-year-old, and I always say, "Oh my God, I think he's ready for this," and it's always an argument about if he is or if he isn't. And you're a good example of I'm right most of the time. You're well adjusted, right? No, you're hitting on 40-year-old men, so probably not.
Now you just gotta what you gotta do is play it and say, "Oops."
There it is.
Dude, there was literally a fight. I know Chad had the same fight in his house about gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't fight. I agreed with her, but she let me show him gremlins, too.
I don't agree with shit, so I ended up getting a fight. So. But thank you so much. I appreciate that. Right. Subscribe to Boney. I'm half in the bag.
I was planning on looking up the rest of your stuff after.
There's over 300 episodes. They're all useless. I've never listened to all of them.
Okay, give me some suggestions. Obscure cartoons.
Oh, we did a four-parter on obscure cartoons on the 80s and the 90s. It's all there. And you'll listen to, and unfortunately, for some of you folks here, most of you all subscribe to Bonehead. We really appreciate it. And we really appreciate you supporting local artists. So Wes and Bryce are dear friends of ours. That's the reason we, instead of, and not that they're not celebrities, but instead of just getting a celebrity from the floor and bringing them, I think we said this last year, right? At the end of it, I looked at Bryce and I looked at you and I said, let's just do this again.
Yeah, I prefer this,
even though I have the coolest gig on earth, but I prefer this with my friends. And we get to support local artists and just buy their art. So for us, we do it for free. So just subscribe, check it out. I forgot where I was going with that. I'm drunk.
Drunk
at middle age. Chad.
Rainbow. All right, Crayon Sinjin. Oh, Bryce ass kissers.
God, he's the hottest fucking one up
here. The real ones.
All right, Jason, the Wheeled Warriors.
Just because Wes is now, I now know he's a ginger and I kind of want to fuck him.
Four, five. No, you don't count. 4 and 3.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
I've been trying to support you.
Hammerman.
I can have him? Is it a tie again?
No, it's 4-5.
Who won?
Me.
God damn it! You're not supposed to win.
I know, it's amazing.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ. We are supposed to lose. Oh, I remember where I was going with this. There's a third bonehead, James Thomas, Dr. Dickhead. He's not here. His kid is sick or some shit. I don't remember. I apologize. He can never make it. And fuck him. But I miss him.
All right, Bryce, ready for your last pick, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, and real quick, Wes, this is specifically for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's a picture of Joe.
So when Bryce threw this one to me,
spank, bank.
I was like, holy shit, Bryce is going to win.
Wes knows what time it is.
Right? I was like, Bryce, man, I did this. To myself in my office at home.
Your office at home is your fucking dining room. I've been to your house.
If this one doesn't get all the votes, y'all are kind of tripping. I'm going to be honest.
All right, Bryce.
All right. Holy shit. All right. I got to be honest. I'm going to be clear and transparent. So you guys want to know a funny story about two different people really quick. The moderator, I have the best gig on earth for this and Scarefest and several other conventions. I never really read comic books. A lot of times I ask Chad about this.
Yeah.
I, though, am nerdy. I didn't know this exists.
Are you fucking serious? You didn't know this existed?
No.
Oh, my God. Wait till you hear.
I even watched the Gary Coleman interviews when he's on Stern.
So, whenever
wait till you hear the story about this.
I remember when it aired.
Well, that's because you're old as fuck. Go get your colonoscopy. Yeah.
Whenever
24-year-old, you'll eventually get one of those.
Early cartoon.
Ask for the reamer.
I'm already ahead of you. I already got one.
Ooh.
Give me details later. What say you?
That first song on that album needs to be Are You Experienced?
I remember
Hendrix.
I remember like his early Cartoon Network, like before Boomerang had its own channels. Y'all remember when they used to play like Flintstones and all that stuff late at night.
Driving.
And Gary Coleman show used to come on at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Yep. I was not supposed to be awake, but I was up watching MTV and Cartoon Network. And then Gary Coleman show would come on. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. What the fuck did Gary Coleman have to do?
Well, wait, why didn't this man? You can't just give the brother a break. He had to earn his wings. Like he was
like Red Wings.
Yeah,
Google was, Red Wings.
It was crazy. Like he had to come down. He had to come down because he died, and he had to keep coming down.
What the fuck kind of cartoon was that? Gary Coleman's dead.
Gary Coleman took an L and had to keep coming down to Earth to help everybody to gain his wings back. So episode after episode, he had to keep coming to save people, help people out in order to get his wings. Because they just wouldn't let the brother be an angel. Let him die. They wouldn't let him do it. It was. I don't know how. I think it maybe got one season. Really.
I just feel like that was on NBC.
The National Broadcasting Company.
It was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was I was up sneaking.
How are you sneaking a dead kid?
I was watching. I was literally, if it was music or MTV that I didn't want to listen to, I would switch to Cartoon Network and watch all that cartoons.
You want the rest of it?
Gary Coleman show.
So, really quick, I showed my kid Casper, the movie from the 90s. And about 10 minutes into it, I had, what are you gonna laugh about? Tell me the joke. Tell motherfucker, share it.
No, we can't.
We really can't.
We can't share it live.
No, share it.
We can't share it live.
Yes, you can. Do it. Go ahead.
Okay,
Casper.
Okay, Bryce. Just don't mention any names, Bryce. Don't mention any names.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something real vague.
I told you guys are gonna have story. Fun if you stayed for him, right?
So a person one time had approached me and within their efforts to let me know that they were leaning into making more diverse content.
God, I know where this is going.
They pitched an idea to me that they wanted me to illustrate for that was untitled, so I came up with the name for it that I called Casper the Magical Negro.
For our listeners, Bryce, hold on real quick. For our listeners, Bryce is darker than khaki. I love you, Bryce. So, I'm sorry, hey, I just,
you know,
he is a lovely, lovely African American man.
A nice supple chocolate tone.
But you got your chocolate.
So he was trying to get his diversity points in for the month, and he came.
Or he could just be a goddamn nice person. But keep going.
Oh no! That wasn't because you would not pitch Casper the Magical Negro to me.
I would pitch it to you, but people who don't know you would.
Because he was explaining the story and everything, and that's why the reason why this show is on the list, because basically it was the Gary Coleman show, but Black Casper, and he was gonna go along and kick ass and save the inner city youth, you know, he was gonna do it for the culture. So, Casper the Magical Negro, aka the Gary Coleman Show 2.0.
So, can I ask you a question? Absolutely. Bryce has been in my basement. So here is how you know if I'm a friend or not. If you've been in my basement, that means you're close. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That does.
Because, and this is a weird thing, but my basement, my house is completely normal, and then you descend into the basement, and that's where the crazy and the bullshit and the 20-some years of this, which is amazing. And I have it all over the walls, and my kid will take, my kid's 6 years old now, and he'll take his friends down and go, okay, it's a little weird. It's fun watching a six-year-old tell other six-year-olds, don't get scared. But he'll come down. So Bryce has been in the basement. And Wes, you're anytime you want to come. But anyway, I love you. But I forgot where I was going with this. Shit, Bryce. But back to what I was saying.
We've known each other so long that you remember me when I had a fade.
Yes, I do. I also remember you when you were little, when we were both fat.
Yeah.
I was going to say chubbier, but when we were both fat.
Nah, that was when I was the double stuffed door.
Yeah, because King Kirk, King Kirk was in my class. I want to give a shout out to King Kirk, who's the most amazing person in the world. I love him to death.
Yes, sir.
He's wonderful. Three. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question. So.
Yeah, because my story was going nowhere.
Casper, the magic Negro.
Negro, yes. You've got to use the word Negro.
Anytime anybody beats around, I'll say it for you as well.
Yeah, Joe, shut up.
I am so sorry. I was telling that story to say that I thought I got the. Like, obviously,
or
I don't.
Drink more bourbon.
Ain't going to drink now.
Like, I think either coming out or whatever, that is literally called, like, the magical Negro.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. With David Alan Greer, and yes, that looks
hilarious.
It's
the Society of Magical Negroes.
Yes,
what are you talking
yes.
about?
It's a movie that's coming out. Yeah, because the Magical Negro is the trope, right?
Yeah.
So it's a movie based around, like, so it's almost like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but like. but it's all the magical Negro throughout literary history, right? You know what I mean? Scatman Carruthers, and The Shining, and all the things. And
it's all about it's about black people who are supposed to make white people feel better about themselves.
Yeah. Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And that's where I was going with this story, is at least it had Gary Coleman. I'm so sorry. I'm going to read.
How did the Society of Magical Negroes, how does that story?
Go back to my basement.
Shit.
I swear to God.
They all formed together. The society formed together in Joe's basement. He made a Facebook group that says, hey, basically anybody that needs to use my basement.
It's called the underground basement.
And then he got a message directly from David Alan Greer that said,
can I call it the underground basement?
Can we use your basement? I have a group of, you know.
Woo! Over here. Choo-choo!
I have a group of brothers with just some magical abilities.
Magical abilities.
I wanted to know.
I didn't know I was going to get drunk during this. I apologize. Kind of, sort of, a little bit.
Leslie, we're not going to melt up.
No, we're not. No. But what I will say is, back to the basement. Jesus Christ, I forgot.
Oh my God.
At least it was Gary Coleman and not some white bitch coming into the inner city. That's where I was going with the story.
Hey.
To teach the African-American population, black kids, and save them, maybe Catwoman.
Hey.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? I give you that.
And I love you, and I'm just pointing out.
Hey, that is facts.
Dangerous, what's it called?
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous, what a bunch of bullshit. Freedom. There is a ton of these things of like, oh, step and fetch it. Bullshit.
No, you're right.
Sorry. Bryce, I'm glad we are friends. Otherwise, he'd be offended at it.
No, you're right.
I'm just calling out the bullshit. Right. Fucking bullshit.
Okay.
Sorry,
Chad. No, it's okay. You ready?
Shout out to Gary Coleman.
I mean, I've already lost.
I know, so have I.
Yeah.
No, you haven't lost. You just haven't had an opportunity to win.
Celebrity cartoons.
Oh, my God.
So they took Rambo and turned it into a cartoon for kids.
Well, that's what it was meant for.
So, yeah. Somebody had the great idea that they could take Rambo, a Vietnam veteran with PTSD, and tone it down enough to where kids would enjoy it. So basically, Rambo gets orders from Colonel Trump.
Did you say Rambo?
Wambo.
Rambo.
Here, let me pull you another one.
Wambo.
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 Who's driving me home?
I guess I am.
I guess they are.
I gotta leave the truck.
Anyway, Rambo was so good.
I didn't mean that as a joke.
Rambo was so good that Sylvester Stallone was embarrassed by the fact that they took his character and toned it down for kids.
So, man, Sylvester Stallone doesn't get embarrassed.
So that's another thing. If
you believe in
it, this series was voiced. They had voices by Alan Oppenheimer.
Can I say who Alan Oppenheimer is? He's the voice of Skeletor. So okay.
Yes.
I can't do Skeletor.
Alan Oppenheimer, Peter Cullen, is that right?
Peter Cullen.
But they did multiple voices for the good guys and the bad guys. So like four guys did all the voices for this show. It was wild. Yeah. But basically it was Rambo and his special forces against this group called Savage, which was basically a Cobra G.I. Joe ripoff. So yeah, this show basically took the ideas from G.I. Joe and just dropped Rambo in. And there you have it.
That was before.
It's no Gary Coleman show.
That was before they were allowed to draw regular guns in cartoons too. So yes, everything that Rambo was shooting was like an Overwatch weapon. It was crazy.
Okay. So mine is so obscure it actually never made it to air.
Oh.
Never actually got released.
Ooh.
Garbage Pail Kids, the series.
So who remembers Garbage Pail Kids? There were famous trading cards, of course, everybody remembers. Who remembers the movie? Yeah. So
how
Chad,
did you
do
about
talk
the cartoon?
About
cartoon? You did not. Nah.
Obscure cartoon.
Yeah, a very obscure. So this never made it on the air because of parents. They thought it was
parents are the worst.
They thought it was too gross to be put on the air. And if you ever watch the cartoon, by the way, you can actually buy it on DVD. I own two copies. Don't ask. I bought one for myself, and then our friend gave it to me as a Christmas gift. So, but what it is these are actually normal kids, but every day they go through a trash can, and then they become this. And it's they're not superheroes. They're just living the day-to-day life. But for some reason, they decide to transform into this and get into hijinks. And it's kind of got a Rocky and Bullwinkle-esque format, is that it has, like, three different stories they tell. Like, one's, like, an actual... It's a ripoff of a movie. Like, one time, like, they did an Indiana Jones ripoff. And then the next one will be, like, little bits of, like, here's this character, here's why they're crazy, and then that tells the story of these kids. And if you watch it today, you're like, why did this get banned? Why were parents so up their ass about this?
Do you have a copy of this in your home?
I do. I have two copies, you drunk ass.
I mean, I would argue with you, but I am drunk. By the way, our missing bonehead would say, James would say, Joe has the easiest drunk phrase on earth. Do you want to hear it? This is, yes, this is I'm drunk. He says I'm the only person on earth who'll walk up and go, yeah, I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. You're lucky I'm not stoned. Keep going.
No, that's it. That's all there is to the cartoon. Again, you can find it on DVD. I don't think it's streaming on YouTube. I think they've got that shut down. But I think pretty much everybody knows who won this round.
No, hold on real quick. Bryce, hold on real quick. So Chad is being very... He's using a lot of humility. So Chad and the actual creator. Well, I was going to go another way with this, but you're a huge Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh yeah, huge.
I was going to tell you a story, but I'm going to leave it alone. So,
okay. No.
Go ahead.
No. So let's vote. Gary Coleman.
I think you got your ass kicked.
I got.
Yeah, how does that cash?
Anybody for...
You don't even have to ask.
Anybody for Rambo?
No.
I mean, it is funny that in the 80s, this could become a cartoon.
Yeah, it was this and Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
That's
Commandos
right.
Commandos was spelled with a K. Which made it cool.
How many Ks?
I almost used the Chuck Norris Karate Commandos because the villain's name was Super Ninja. That's
not bad.
Animated series.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like Gary Coleman.
Yep. At least he wasn't dead like Casper.
They recently, maybe like 5-6 years, paid homage to a lot of these cartoons with the Mike Tyson cartoon.
Mike Tyson specifically
was supposed to be like Scooby Doo and all the failed 80s cartoons with celebrities. Yeah.
But Ali cartoon too.
I got to go on a side note about because Mr. T got brought up and he was in that new Super Bowl commercial. Did anybody see that?
Yes.
Yeah. How bad was it that he was wearing that toupee? That Mohawk toupee.
What?
I was devastated.
I didn't see it.
I was devastated when I was like, just don't do the toupee. But no, he had a toupee that was like 4 inches high. It obviously was not real.
It was bad.
Oh. So, okay. Any votes for Garbage Pail Kids? You bastards.
Sons of bitches.
One.
We gave you bourbon. And by gave you bourbon, John, literally.
Well, Bryce, the most important thing, Wesley didn't win.
Oh, but Wesley's nice.
He got a tie.
He has a wife who wants to get rid of him. Okay.
All right. So
we're at tie. Is this the tiebreaker?
No, we're done. That's all four.
Holy shit! I thought this was the third one.
That was four.
I told you. I am drunk. Hard Justice Ribbons at Bryce's booth. Also buy a copy of the comic for only $10. So what?
You can't be that drunk. You just read that perfectly.
Yeah. You imagine what I do at work. Ask Megan. Actually, I've never been drunk. I've just never been drunk.
He just closed the door.
Believe it or not, I'm always, even though I acted during this, you've never seen it, I'm always straight. So, except for this one. So, thank you all so much for coming out tonight.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
We got one more.
But hold on, before we go.
Okay.
I am serious. So, Bryce and Wes and my other friend Ken and other artists, your local artists, they don't make a ton of money. They all have jobs. Wes and I work in higher ed. Bryce, I don't know what the fuck you do for a living, actually.
So I am a full-time artist, but I work primarily within community arts. So what I do is I do a lot of workshops and things for the children, and I work with a lot of different
children.
I work with a lot of different arts organizations here in town. So I create programming and different things like that. I do a lot of different community arts.
And you see Bryce a lot on local news too, because he's always out there pumping the community projects.
You do, and there's a friend of mine. She worked with me for a while, and she said, "You know, I was in a local show, and I met this guy." And I said, "Who?" And she said, "Bryce O'Quay." And I said, "Oh." And I walked up to him and I said, "Do you know Joe Lewis?" And you actually gave me a compliment behind my back. And you don't even know about it. And you said, "You can't be in this community and not know Joe." And it was the sweetest thing. And I've never said that to you, have I?
No, you haven't.
I haven't. And it was, I said, thank you so much. It was just the sweetest thing. Bryce loves Lexington. Bryce loves this community. And Wes loves this community. And they do really good work. And when I say this, I mean this in all honesty. And it's not me being drunk. It's go to their booths. Give them $10. Because they don't make a lot of money. They're lucky to pay for their costs when it comes to paying for the booth, when it comes to paying for the publishing. This shit isn't free. Just give them $10 or $20 and support your local artists. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that. Because I try to support our local artists. Ken Kirk did this. Ken Kirk, my friend, he's at the end of every Bonehead Weekly if you watch it on YouTube. He and Daniel Hahn, who does the music, is at the end of every one. And it's because these artists do these things. Chad and I can't do that. James can't do that. Support your local artists. Yeah, Chad and I barely keep it together, and James barely keeps it together. It's these people who are the real talent in the room. So support your local artists. Go buy a comic book. Oh, you're like, oh, shit, $10. It's $10. Give them $10. Talk to them. Get them to sign it.
Not only will I say thank you, but I won't go in too deep or too long on this. But if anybody at all is here locally, or just generally if you're interested in supporting the arts and stuff, a lot of arts programming is being stripped out of schools, and there's a lot of arts programs, like some of the stuff that I put together. That's the only difference between like kids having something productive to do after school or like on weekends and things. And a lot of times, like whatever myself or other people will do, artists in the community, to kind of gather funds, we pay for these things ourselves, or we have to rely on grants that you may not get grant funding for 4 or 5 months, which means I'll have to figure that out on my own and rely on people that are just as invested in the work that's being done as me. So if you catch yourself interested and you want to kind of serve your community and some of the kids or aspects of things that you may not think about on a day-to-day basis, feel free to always like reach out, look at your like local arts organizations and find out like what you could do, because sometimes something as small as like bringing some art supplies or maybe showing up and volunteering a little bit of time is really, really, really valuable. It means a lot to these kids because it makes them feel seen. So, you know.
And that, unfortunately.
That's my TED Talk.
No, absolutely. No, it's not a TED Talk.
Wait, at first I thought he said, that's my TED Talk. I'm like, wait, what?
Hold on. I mean, I make a lot of jokes, but I'm really straight. No, seriously, my six-year-old, I can see it in him. He looks like his mom, but, you know, he has all my personality. He has all these things, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, I love you. You're amazing. But, Jesus, you're an artist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing, but it's a tough life, and I already know that it's going to be tough on him. And he's empathy, and he's outgoing, and he's all these things. So support your local artists. Spend $5 or $10 here. It makes their day. It makes them happy. And it makes us all proud of our community. And Lexington is an amazing place.
Yep. And I would also like to say thank you.
Fuck you.
Right back at you. I would also like to say thank you for your support, having us on.
No,
it was a year ago that I met this fine gentleman and Joe.
did you see that dig?
When we did this show. So, you know, they've got the QR code up here.
He called me fine.
Fine.
Woo!
So, if you're already listening to Bonehead Weekly, that's great. Keep tuning in. If you're not, if you haven't tuned in yet, go back into the backlog of episodes and just hear the treasure trove of things you can learn about film, pop culture that these guys have brought on guests. They analyze film and talk about genres and bring in great guests. I mean, take the time to just really go back and just listen to the backlog of great issues or great episodes. There's a lot of great episodes out there from these guys in Bonehead Weekly. So.
He is being too kind. I do want to give a shout out to several people here, Marianne, Rachel, the Stiss, I just can't thank you all enough. I do appreciate you all showing up, coming out for this. They always give us a shitty time, but honestly, they give us a shitty time because I'm able to say, please give me time, and they go, okay, Jerry. So I do appreciate this, and I do want to thank, well, I used to say the Greer is another divorce. I do want to say thank you to Jared, who's always been very supportive of me, so thank you.
Yeah, no.
God, are we done with the dick sucking?
Yeah. No, I was just, as you can see,
What'd you say?
Hey.
Angel, I just know Red Wings, ma'am.
Hey, Angel Casper. Wings.
Once again, Google Red Wings. You'll be disgusted later.
And all we ask is that you listen to us on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen. Rate us, leave comments.
Oh, yeah, Good Movie Monday. We do a short for Good Movie. It's an Australian. And most of you don't even know this. Megan probably doesn't. We do a short for Australia every week. It's not a big deal, and we appreciate Glenn. He's also always awesome for us, and it's amazing when we look at our Australian numbers, and I was once again like, who the fuck is listening to Hicks from Kentucky?
Yeah.
They're all the mates down under.
Make sure you leave comments, because
they do not like those jokes, by the way. We found that out.
If you leave comments, it increases the algorithm, which makes more people want to watch us and listen to us, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Yeah,
I can say too, they have guests on their program over the years. You'd be surprised if they pull people out that are like Oscar winners.
And yeah, we have an Oscar winner. We have Paul Hirst, the editor of Star Wars. We did that interview. That was a big thing. That was a big gift for me. Yeah, thank you, John.
Also, did you have Nicholas Meyer?
Yeah, that was also a huge gift. I had a good time. Some people really bemoaned COVID, and I did too, and it was sucked. But there was about 6 months of COVID where people were, oh, well, he's the moderator. I guess we'll do it because I'm bored. It was nice. It was good. It was good. So thank you all so much.
I
hope you all enjoyed the bourbon. Please come get all the stickers. Give them out. Have a good time. I will be here tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. with James Vanderbeek.
With a severe hangover.
I don't really have hangovers. John is my good friend. He will be doing the other room all weekend long. Thank you all so much. If anybody wants to bring me coffee, that'd be great. See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Yep.
Uh-huh.